Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Predicaments. I'm Todd Munt, joined, of course, by Rob Sachs. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Todd.
Rob, you tell me today you want to talk about finding a good restaurant.
That is correct. I want to talk about both finding a good restaurant and knowing when to trust a recommendation or not.
So what's your first step, then? Do you go online or do you check a newspaper for a review?
You can, but restaurant reviews are tricky since you're only getting the opinion of one critic. But fortunately, there's another option, which is Zagat's. And before you ask me whether or not it's Zagat's or Zagat or Zagani or whatever, I want you to know I talked to Tim Zagat directly, and for the record, it is
Zagat, like the cat in a hat, but you can pronounce it any way you like as long as you buy it.
So you could tell all your friends that is how you pronounce it.
Well, spoken like a true New Yorker. Okay, so it's the restaurant survey book, right?
Right. So unlike the single reviewer that we're talking about, Zagat's for the past 30 years has been a book where they compile opinions of diners. Now, Tim Zagat tells me that his surveys encompass some 400,000 people voting on 40,000 restaurants, and they rate things like decor, service, food, and cost. And then those surveys are then summarized by a team of editors who often include leading restaurant critics.
But, you know, if you have, let's say you have 1,000 people reviewing a restaurant and they all like it a lot, or most of them like it a lot, and so it happens to rise to the top. I mean, does that necessarily mean it's the best place, or it just happens to be the place that most people like?
But Zagat says they're really picky about who they have as surveyors.
We go after, in the restaurant survey, people who eat out all the time, lawyers, doctors, people in white-collar jobs, the kinds of people that are members of the different food and wine societies.
Yeah, you know, like the white-collar people who really know the restaurants. Now, Todd, I don't know if maybe you or I, maybe you would make the cut, but I don't know if I'd make the cut as a Zagat surveyor. I mean, just look at the criteria you have to be a movie surveyor.
The average surveyor goes to a movie every 3 days and goes to over 100 movies a year.
Wow. I mean, who has time to do that?
Would they expect you to go to a restaurant 3 times a week or what?
I don't know. I mean, you have to be going really, really often. I mean, you could actually be if you go to like a dinner theater, I guess you could do 2-for-1 there maybe.
Well, you can get the books, and I read reviews in the paper and stuff like that. But, you know, like, for instance, I travel around a lot, and when I go to a city, I usually ask people I know, or in a couple of cases, I've asked people who I've just met off the street or in a coffee shop, just, you know, what restaurant do you recommend? I mean, can you take a recommendation from a friend instead?
Yeah, I mean, you can take a recommendation from a friend, but then again, you're back in that same problem that just taking a restaurant review is that you're really beholden to the opinion of the reviewer and whether or not they had a particularly good experience or bad experience. Zagat says the benefit of his survey is that it's this combination of experiences. The other thing you have to think about is that even Zagat himself says, you know, I don't just go by the book. He's surrounded by restaurant critics. He's surrounded by people in the food industry. And he says, I'll sometimes take a recommendation, but not everyone I take is always good. I said, that has to be a really weird experience for you. You must be really disappointing for
you. No, it's not any more disappointing than it would be to you.
Well, I mean, but
you know, if I go to a restaurant, it's not so great. So what?
You know, let it go. But he says, if you are taking a recommendation from a person, you might want to do what they do and try to size up that person who is giving you the recommendation and say, okay, do they look like they're a frequent diner? Or is this Joe Schmo off the street that says, yeah, go check out that place over there?
Yeah, I did that on Yelp. You know, Yelp is another one of those online sites where you can rate restaurants and talk about them. And if I look at somebody else's review, I usually look at the profile and they have a little bit of information about themselves. And you get an idea, like, is this person anything like me? Do they like food that I like? You know, if they like the restaurant, does that mean I'm going to like the restaurant? And this other thing, you know, were they there on a bad night and they went one time and hated it and it may have nothing to do with the restaurant?
Right. And the other thing you can do, too, is if you're trying to size someone up, maybe ask them for a recommendation for a place you already know you like and see how well your reviews kind of match up. So he's
exactly.
Like, oh, you think about that, about Burger King? Well, I think this way. So, you know, you have to kind of assess how trustworthy is this person before I dive in, because Let's face it, no one wants to go out to a restaurant and have a bad experience. It's no fun. But Zagat says even if there's nobody around, even if you're just wandering the streets of a random city, there are ways to figure out whether a restaurant is good or bad. And he has this whole method to it.
You go in and you see how many people are in there. You see whether they are chomping away happily is a pretty good indication very quickly that the food must be pretty good. You don't know what it tastes like, but at least you know what they seem to be happy. You see the plates going by, so you get a good idea of presentation. You look at the menu and you see how much it costs and also whether the menu is affected or straightforward. You basically know within the first 5 seconds what the place looks like. So almost everything about the restaurant is understandable, except exactly what the food tastes like.
Well, one last question for you, Rob. What kind of a guy are you? Are you, I'll check the reviews first in the paper and I'll trust them more than my friends, or I trust my friends more, or I don't trust anyone and I would just rather go try a place on my own?
Well, I do a little bit of both. I mean, I like to try to get the review and to see what's a good place. But sometimes, like I was down in Florida with my wife, and we found ourselves in this place where there are 10 restaurants all in a circle. It's just kind of like this square and a shopping center. And we didn't know which one to go to, so we went around to each one. And the way we picked it was we just saw which place had the most people eating there. And it was like, okay, they must know something we don't know. And it turned out to be this great pizza parlor, and it was a really long wait, but despite the fact that all the other restaurants had virtually no wait, we said, something must be up here. So we waited for our pizza. It was extra greasy, but really good. So it worked out.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Predicaments. I'm Todd Mundt.
And I'm Rob Sachs. So you just listened to Todd and I talk about finding a good restaurant, and now I want to hear from you. Let me know, how do you pick your favorite restaurant? Check out the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page. Just go click on there where you can learn more about What Would Rob Do and even offer me suggestions for future podcasts.
A bottle of red, a bottle of whites. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.